USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Donald Trump Jr. has testified once again in the civil fraud trial involving the Trump Organization. Speaking on behalf of the defense, he attributed the charges against his father to an overzealous attorney general in New York.
It doesn't feel like we're playing by the rules. We're playing by a one-sided system of justice.
The Trump family's accused of exaggerating their wealth to secure more favorable loan agreements. The conflict between Israel and Hamas has reached its 38th day. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby affirmed the presence of Israeli defense forces near Gaza's main hospital.
They have a legitimate right and a need to go after these leadership of Hamas, but they also have to be mindful of civilian casualties, particularly when it comes to a hospital.
The World Health Organization reporting that Gaza's primary hospital has been without power for 3 days and is currently non-functional. The U.S. Supreme Court is implementing a formal code of ethics in an endeavor to enhance public confidence in the judiciary. The move comes in response to Democrats advocating for ethics reform, prompted by revelations of justices accepting expensive trips and other perks from affluent donors. President Biden is scheduled for an in-person meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in San Francisco Wednesday. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We're looking forward to a productive meeting. President Biden has a long history with President Xi. Their conversations are direct. They're straightforward.
The U.S. aims to reestablish military communications that were suspended after Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan last year. The restoration and reopening for the I-10 in downtown Los Angeles, which was damaged by a weekend fire, has not been officially determined. L.A. authorities are recommending commuters consider using public transit, exploring alternative routes, or working from home until that affected section of the I-10 becomes operational again. The elevated portion suffered damage due to a fire. This is USA News.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free, 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Marianne Trump Berry, the older sister of former President Donald Trump and a former federal judge, has died at the age of 86. She was reportedly discovered in her Fifth Avenue apartment about 4 this morning after a call about a person in cardiac arrest. Everything is bigger in Texas, except the gas prices. Drivers in the Lone Star State have the nation's lowest prices for gas. According to AAA, the average price of gas in Texas is $2.80 per gallon. Compare that to today's national average of $3.36. Acapulco is trying to clean up in the wake of Hurricane Otis, but it's turning out to be a monumental task.
In Mexico, a trash crisis in Acapulco in the aftermath of Hurricane Otis. Massive piles of garbage more than 2 weeks after the storm. Recovery efforts underway, but the smell of garbage permeating the air. 10,000 Mexican National Guard troops deployed to the area to help in the cleanup. More than $3 billion will be spent to build new hotels. I'm Laura Winters.
Chef Gordon Ramsay might be tough in the kitchen, but he's a dad of 6 at home. He and his wife, Tana, just welcomed a 6th child to their family. He posted a photo of his 3rd son named Jesse James on social media over the weekend, captioning the post, "What an amazing birthday present." Ramsay's birthday, November 8th, the day he shares with his youngest daughter. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.